Welcome to Sabbatical 101. My name is Bethany Walensky, and I'm an associate professor at Michigan State University. I had a life-changing sabbatical, and I'm on a mission to help fellow academics do the same. This podcast is a resource for all things academic sabbaticals. Each episode will provide you with inspiration and insight into the sabbatical planning process, regardless of your institution, discipline, length of sabbatical, or where you plan to sabbatical. I'm so excited to have you along for the ride. Hi, everyone. Today's episode is about reflecting and course correcting during a sabbatical. One of the things I think is so important to a successful sabbatical is making time while you're on sabbatical to reflect on how things are going. Checking in with yourself regularly allows you to take stock of what you've accomplished and also to adjust if needed. So today I want to share some tips for how you can do that, and I'll also share a worksheet from my program that you can download and use if you're on sabbatical now and need to pause and reflect. If you're planning a sabbatical or just dreaming about one, this episode is still for you. File away these tips in this worksheet and make sure that when you plan your sabbatical, you make space for reflection. So, first things first, why is it important to take time for reflection during your sabbatical? Well, when you're looking ahead to a sabbatical, it feels like you'll have all the time in the world to do all the things you need to do. As motivated and productive academics, we often overestimate how much we can accomplish during a stretch of time when we have fewer regular responsibilities. It might be helpful here to think about what summer usually looks like for you. Do you ever start the summer feeling like you're going to get everything done? And then fast forward to late July and you haven't written those three articles you were going to submit or revised your syllabus or finished that grant proposal? Around this time, you probably start feeling pretty stressed out, and maybe you even feel a sense of regret that you didn't accomplish all you thought you would over the summer. The same thing can happen during a sabbatical. As you head into sabbatical, you see these long, empty days ahead, and you assume you'll accomplish much, maybe more than you would in a normal semester. Then, by the end of sabbatical, the stress and feelings of regret set in when you realize you haven't gotten everything on your to-do list done. There are lots of reasons people don't accomplish all they set out to do during a sabbatical. One explanation is simple. Many of us set unrealistic goals. Even under ideal conditions, if your goals for what you'll accomplish during sabbatical aren't realistic, you'll struggle to get it all done. Part of the reason our goals might be unrealistic is that we don't account for the constraints in our schedules. I always feel like I have a ton of time at the start of the summer, but when I sit down with a calendar and block off vacations, my kids' camp schedules, and other commitments, I realize there are fewer work days or weeks than I originally thought. The same might be true of your sabbatical, especially if you have caregiving responsibilities. Blocking off your existing commitments and constraints on a calendar can help give you a much better sense of how much work time you'll actually have during your sabbatical, and then you can plan accordingly. Another thing that happens with sabbatical is that you may realize at the beginning of your sabbatical that you need more rest than you anticipated. I took a year-long sabbatical, and I did no work for the first 4 months, like none. I feel really vulnerable admitting that, but I think it's also important to say these things out loud. It took me that long to recover from burnout, exhaustion, and chronic stress. If I had tried to analyze data or write before I recovered, I don't think I would have been effective. Now, I realize that a year-long sabbatical is a privilege, but I think even with a semester sabbatical, it's so important to build in adequate time for rest. Whether that's a few weeks at the start of the sabbatical or scheduling rest days each week. If you build in periods of rest and relaxation as you plan for your sabbatical, you'll be able to set more realistic goals for what you can accomplish work-wise during your sabbatical. And you'll also be better able to relax into those rest days or weeks, knowing that you have a solid plan in place. Finally, life inevitably happens during sabbatical. Even the best plans will get thrown off course by things that come up unexpectedly, whether those are positive or negative. So it's important to be able to pivot and adjust to changes. But it can be hard to do that if you're not taking time to reflect and notice those changes. So now that we've considered what might change over the course of your sabbatical, it's time to think about strategies you can use to notice changes and adjust your plan or goals. The first thing I'd suggest you do is look at your calendar for sabbatical and schedule check-in meetings with yourself. If you have a semester-long sabbatical, I recommend 3 check-ins, roughly every 5 weeks. If you have a full year sabbatical, you may want to schedule 5 or 6 check-ins. Put those on your calendar now and block off an hour for each check-in. Now, it's impossible to know when things will come up and change or get in the way of your sabbatical plan, and you certainly may need to check in and reflect at times other than these. But putting these regular check-in meetings on your calendar will be a reminder that you should pause and reflect. This will help you avoid getting to the end of your sabbatical and suddenly realizing you didn't do what you thought you'd do. And again, that often leads to feelings of stress and regret, and that's not how you want to feel at the end of your semester or at the end of your sabbatical. So now when your schedule tells you it's time to pause and check in with yourself, you can ask yourself a few questions that will help you gauge how things are going. You might want to start with, what is going well right now? How can I make sure this continues? And then ask yourself, what isn't going as I thought it would? Why? What do I need to change in order to address this? Another helpful question is, have I encountered any unexpected changes or challenges during my sabbatical so far? How did I address those changes or challenges? If I haven't addressed those changes or challenges, what could I do to address them moving forward? Another prompt is, am I using my time during sabbatical in the ways I thought I would? If not, why? What needs to change? And finally, you can ask yourself, looking at my goals for sabbatical, am I accomplishing what I hope to accomplish? If not, what do I need to do differently? And here, I would say that sometimes your goals may need to change. You might have this wonderful plan heading into your sabbatical, but then something work-related doesn't go as planned. Maybe the article you submitted got rejected and you need to resubmit it, or you got a new opportunity that you decided to work on during sabbatical. It's okay to change your goals if things in your professional life have shifted. So I would encourage you to not only think about these questions, but to actually write down your responses and your ideas for adjusting or course correcting. I'd also encourage you to think holistically as you reflect. Now, what do I mean by this? A sabbatical is a great time to finish projects or start new ones, but it's also a time when you get to slow down and explore new daily rhythms. Hopefully, before sabbatical began, you spent some time thinking about your personal and professional goals for your sabbatical. As you reflect on how things are going, you should think about all of these goals, not just your professional goals. So let me give you an example. You're 5 weeks into a semester-long sabbatical and you pause to reflect. As you think about the prompts I outlined, you realize that you're making great progress on your professional projects. You submitted one article, and now you're focused on a grant application. You feel really good about the progress you're making. But then you remember that you had a goal of exercising regularly and spending an hour each afternoon reading a novel. You've been so productive with your work that you've pushed these goals aside. So this is where I would encourage some adjustment and course correction, because the sabbatical is not only about your professional goals. Hopefully you've thought about what you need to do during sabbatical and the pace that you need during sabbatical so that you can come back afterwards refreshed and re-engaged and reinvigorated and ready to go for what's next in your career. So if you're meeting all of your professional goals, fantastic. But are you also doing the things in your personal life that you'd hope to do? And so maybe you need to scale back on the number of hours you work each week, or maybe you need to set aside one day a week or several afternoons a week for just the rest, relaxation, or pursuing a hobby, whatever you decided was important for your sabbatical. So it could be that things are going great work-wise, but you need to adjust to really stay focused on those professional goals or the things you wanted to maybe change or try out during your sabbatical. Now, I'm not suggesting you should feel badly about getting a lot of work done on sabbatical, but this would be a point when it's important to ask whether those tangible work-related products are the only thing you want to come from your sabbatical. And if not, then this is the time to adjust. So if you realize you need to make some adjustments, how can you do that? Here are a few ideas. The first thing you can do is identify what needs to change. So this is why I recommend leaving yourself an hour for these check-in meetings, because you might need to do a little bit of thinking to really unpack, like, what is going on here? Maybe it's that you didn't set great boundaries with your students before sabbatical, and now they're needing you a lot, and you need to rethink that. Or maybe a research collaboration has headed in a direction that you didn't expect, and it's kind of throwing things off course. So you really need to figure out, like, what's going wrong here, or what's going not as planned, and try to identify something really concrete so that you can make a change. And then you've already been prompted in the questions that I outlined, but you need to think about how you can change it. So come up with an idea for how you can change it. And then I want you to identify one small thing you can do tomorrow to help facilitate that change. So we have a finite amount of time for a sabbatical, and whether it's a semester or a year, you don't want to put off making these changes or adjustments. So what is one small thing you can do the very next day to help facilitate that change? If the example, you know, from the example before, you were being super productive with your work but not getting your exercise in, maybe your plan is tomorrow, I'm going to do a workout or go to the gym or go to an exercise class before I start working, right? So that's one small change you can plan to make. And then you can think on a larger scale, right? So hopefully you're also having some sort of a weekly planning session for yourself, where at the end of each week, you're kind of taking stock of what you accomplished, and then you're making a plan for the following week. So you can also think about, as you plan for next week, what will you do differently to facilitate this adjustment? So that's where you might say, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm starting my day with a workout, and you schedule that into your calendar and you block off the time. And then, you know, the hardest part, it's not hard to put it in the calendar, but the hardest part is to tell yourself, I'm actually going to do this. Even if something else comes up, I'm not going to schedule a meeting. I'm not going to plan to write. Even if I suddenly get inspired, I'm going to hold this space because this is something that I've identified as a priority. So you want to think on a weekly basis, how can you make sure that this is happening? And then finally, you know, some of these interruptions or changes or things that are causing your sabbatical to go off course may involve other people. So you might need to communicate with someone about this change that you're making. So like I said in my previous example, if the issue is that you didn't really communicate to students or research collaborators about your availability, you may need to reach out to them and set some boundaries. So I want you to think about if there's anyone who needs who you need to get in touch with or who you need to communicate this change to. And then what is your plan going to be for communicating that? So if you're currently nearing the end of your sabbatical, now is a great time to pause and reflect. There's still time to make adjustments. I know it probably feels like, the winter break will be here sooner than you'd like, but you still have some time, and I would really encourage you to take a few minutes this week and think about these questions and see if there's anything that you need to change or adjust. And if you found these prompts helpful, there's a link in the show notes to a worksheet you can download and fill out. And if you take some time to reflect and you feel like you need more support, or you just feel like your sabbatical has gone sideways, please click on the link in the show notes to book a free call with me. I would love to hear about your sabbatical and help you figure out how to best move forward if things have gone sideways. And then for those of you who are thinking ahead to a sabbatical or planning one in the future, and if you're feeling overwhelmed or unsure where to start, then I would also love to talk to you about my sabbatical planning program. It's called Reignite Your Life-Changing Sabbatical. So just click on the link in the show notes to learn more and book a call. I hope you found this episode about reflecting and course correcting during sabbatical helpful, and that you will take a little bit of time on your sabbatical or plan to take time to reflect. I hope you found this episode of Sabbatical 101 helpful and inspirational as you think about your own sabbatical. If you want to read more about sabbaticals or get even more support for planning your own life-changing sabbatical, head over to my website, www.bethanywalinsky.com, to read my blog and for more information about my sabbatical coaching program.